Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Hansky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Curtwright goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive towards first. Hansky catches it and steps on first to double up Burns. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Hanske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanske hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hanske settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Zarrilla is chasing the ball. Tucker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Kurtwright steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 0 for 1 in the game. Hanski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Hanske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanske is 0-for-2 in the game. Hanske hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Clary pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Schultz now catching. George Caster now pitching. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kurtwright strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurtwright. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Zorrilla scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for Don Hansky. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quel pinch runs for Tony Cuccinello. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. QL moves to second. 1 out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Tresh moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Quel now playing first base. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Kurtwright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodgen is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is walked intentionally. Kurtwright moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to home to get Kurtwright. Hodgen moves to third. QL moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing second base. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietrich is hit by the pitch. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. Tucker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.